Thank you, madam. Thank you. Distinguished Madam Chair, I would like to continue without any background. The few content, few issues to be addressed here. Basically, I have two issues regarding the education of the education access to the disabled people, including other minorities. First of all, I would like to go through this one. As I already mentioned that Nepal has introduced the policy and law of the compulsory and free education and education for all policies. The government has enforced the Free and Compulsory Basic Education Act, prioritizing the access to education for marginalized communities, including children with disabilities. Both the prevailing Education Act and National Education Policy have advocated for inclusive education for children with disabilities. Nevertheless, these instruments also endorse traditional special education until mainstream schools are fully transitioned to be inclusive for children with disabilities. Free and Compulsory Education Act 2018 has the provision that the government has to provide instrumental instruction materials like pen, notebooks, and other materials in free of cost, providing scholarship to the children for the families of economically disadvantaged or disabled citizens or from communities of areas that have fallen behind the specified index to enable them to get access to education. To implement these provisions, many local levels are providing scholarship programs, logistic support, and implementing an action plan for the enrollment and retention. Government of Nepal has issued the special grant directives 2025 with policies of providing special grants in education to local level based on demand in first priority, top up on the regular fiscal transfer. According to the directive, school infrastructure and quality education for targeted groups like Dalits, minorities, endangered and deprived communities, disabilities, people with disabilities are on the top of the list of the fiscal transfer. Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, in collaboration with province and local level, is implementing integrated disability rehabilitation program in four province and planning to expand in all province next year. There are other provisions, similar other provisions for disadvantaged group like women, people with disabilities in Compulsory and Free Education Act, Article 28 of the Act has assured the basic education in mother tongue, and some local levels have started to provide basic education in mother tongue and local curriculum as well. Similarly, Article 33 of the Act has provision of special right for the children with disabilities in education. The Act has the provision of free education to visually impaired citizens through Braille script, and citizens with hearing or speech related disabilities to receive through sign language. Government of Nepal is gradually developing the infrastructure for this special need. Madam Chair, similarly, the other issue I have to address is the measures taken to exceed the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education. Regarding this issue, Nepal has already exceeded the Convention Against Discrimination in Education, adopted by UNESCO in 1960, which aims to combat discrimination and promote equality in education. This commitment aligns with Nepal's constitutional and legal framework, as well as the international obligation to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education for all. The Constitution of Nepal 2015 guarantees the right to education as a fundamental right. I already mentioned it here. Emphasizing free and compulsory basic education, equitable access to quality education for all citizens, including marginalized and disadvantaged groups. Summary and highlights of central planning and policies are mentioned earlier, so I will not repeat it here. Now allow me to mention some provincial policy and programs for this. For instance, the Adolescent Girl Empowerment Directive of Kosi Province, Beti Padao, Beti Bachao, means that save the girls and teach the girls in Madhya province, compulsory and free basic education program in Bagmati province, Gandaki province, governor education reform program in Gandaki province, my school, my duty program in Lumbini province, school infrastructure program in Karnali province, Badi resilience scholarship program in Karnali province, integrated scholarship program, direct program in Sudur Paschim province, and including others. These are some measures we are adopting to address the issue of education that combat with the discrimination in education. Thank you very much. These are the things I would like to highlight.